Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of believers being children of God and receiving adoption through the Holy Spirit. The Bible verses for today are found in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If only we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him.
The Holy Spirit can seem mysterious to many of us Christians. While we may have a clearer understanding of God the Father and Jesus the Son, the role of the Spirit often leaves us with more questions than answers. It's only natural to feel a bit puzzled about the Holy Spirit, but when we examine our faith in Christ, we can see how much we rely on the Holy Spirit. Without his guidance and presence, we tend to struggle and wander away from the truth and light that God offers us. And it's in those moments of distance and confusion that we truly realize just how vital the Holy Spirit is in our lives. Have you ever wondered about the Holy Spirit's presence in your life? You might have felt unsure or disconnected at times, longing for a deeper understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how he works within you. Well, let me assure you, you're not alone in this. Many believers have pondered this exact question, and what we need to remember is that when we recognize our need for the Holy Spirit, it's important to know that God's Spirit is always reaching out to us. He desires to embrace and encourage us, helping us to draw closer to him. As we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit's leading, we experience a deeper connection with God. It's through the Holy Spirit that we truly understand our identity as children of God. According to the Apostle Paul, those who are led by the Spirit are indeed children of God. Isn't that amazing? Through the Spirit, we don't receive a spirit of slavery that instills fear within us. No, we receive a spirit of adoption, a spirit that enables us to cry out, Abba, Father. This is a powerful confirmation that we are part of God's family. And as his children, we are also heirs along with Christ. We share in his glorious inheritance. It's an incredible privilege. But here's the thing. Being heirs and joint heirs with Christ also means that we might undergo suffering with him. It's not always easy. I'll admit that. But it's in those moments of suffering that we have the opportunity to be glorified with Christ. Our suffering as believers has purpose and meaning. It's not in vain. So as we navigate through the puzzle of the Holy Spirit, let's remember that he is always with us. He's guiding us and reminding us of our identity as children of God. Let's be open to his leading and cling to the promise that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Even in the midst of suffering and confusion, we can find comfort and hope in knowing that we have the Holy Spirit as our companion and guide. He walks with us every step of the way, reminding us of our place in God's family and encouraging us to persevere through the challenges we face. So the next time you find yourself wondering about the Holy Spirit, remember that you are not alone in your curiosity. It's okay to have questions and seek a deeper understanding. Embrace the mystery and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to you in his own unique way. Trust in his constant presence and guidance, and let him lead you into a deeper and more intimate relationship with God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In the end, it's through the Holy Spirit that we are able to experience the fullness of our identity as children of God. So let's continue to seek his presence, trust his leading, and remember that as joint heirs with Christ, our suffering is not in vain. We can find comfort in the fact that we are part of a loving and faithful family, and that the Holy Spirit is always working within us to bring us closer to our Heavenly Father.
Friend, let's offer a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we ponder the mystery of the Holy Spirit, we come before you with hearts open and longing for deeper understanding. We recognize our need for his guidance and presence in our lives. Help us to embrace the truth that the Holy Spirit is always reaching out to us, desiring to draw us closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Spirit who leads us and reminds us of our identity as your children. Help us to trust in his constant presence and guidance, especially in times of uncertainty and confusion. May we be open to his leading and cling to the assurance that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. In moments of suffering and challenge, may your Spirit comfort us and remind us of the hope we have in you. Help us to persevere with faith knowing that our suffering has purpose and meaning in your eternal plan. Lord, deepen our relationship with you through the Holy Spirit. May he reveal himself to us in new and profound ways, guiding us into a deeper intimacy with you, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Goodbye. May blessings overflow in your life, bringing you joy, peace, and prosperity in abundance. Take care and stay blessed.